Welcome to the Casual Convo Podcast. I'm your host, Nasika, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Casual Convos with me, your host, your girl, just me today in this audio letter. So in this space, I don't come with a script or perfection. I just come honest, like I have to be relatable to you all, letting it flow from my heart about life, love, and the spiritual walk we're all on in our own way. So at the end of this episode, I'll leave you with something to reflect on, not just to think about, but to grow through, if you will. So, lovelies. I know you're tired of me. I know one minute I'm here and the next minute I'm like that distant cousin. But life be lifing, and I told you in previous episodes I will do my best, and my best is here today because I have something to talk about. Obviously, a casual convo, right? So I want to start off by speaking to those of us who've maybe entered into a relationship with someone. And I'm bringing that up because I am currently being courted. It's been how long? And I'm really excited about this new relationship, possible marriage. But it's a unique one, I might add, only because myself, I do not have children. But the gentleman that I'm being courted by has beautiful children. And I just thought it would be an important topic to speak on this dynamic. Yes, again, it's beautiful, but it's very layered. So you might step into something that already exists when you're dealing with someone who already has children. Like love that was already built before you got there, right? That bond, that history that the family has together. It's a rhythm that's already been flowing. And sometimes if you're someone like myself who doesn't have children, you come into the situation and you find yourself learning how to love within that rhythm that's already there. You know, it's not to compete with at all. It's not about jealousy and it's not about insecurity. If you happen to have any of those feelings, you might not want to deal with someone who has children because that's unhealthy for the relationship and for those children. And the last thing that a relationship needs is a step parent or someone coming into something that's already there, making it feel uncomfortable. I think that's very disrespectful. I think it's very selfish to even want to stay in something like that if you're going to neglect the children and the bond and the love that's between parents and children, especially because nowadays, let's just keep it real, a lot of fathers and even mothers, they abandon their children. And there's a lot of children in foster homes and they don't have people to call their own. So let's just remember that. So you might really want to ask yourself if being in a relationship with someone that has children is something that you truly, truly want to do, because it's not always easy. It's simply that you're learning how to belong without feeling like you're taking anyone's place. You understand? And that's a quiet kind of emotional work most people don't talk about. But I'm going to talk about it today because I'm experiencing it. So what brought this topic to my mind, which the topic today is when you're not the favorite, but still favored, right? So anyway, what brought this topic into mind, I had a moment of reality the other day, not long ago. I had one of those quiet, revealing moments. And it wasn't an argument, so don't even be like, oh my gosh, what's the tea? It wasn't like that. It wasn't a deep conversation either. It wasn't anything that was planned. It was just me asking a lighthearted question. All right, so the lighthearted question was, I said something like, who's your favorite person to talk to, or who's your favorite person? And it wasn't a test, me asking this question. It was just me being in that joyful space because honestly, you know, this gentleman right now in my life, he's my favorite person right now in the physical sense, right? So he's the one that I'm connected to, the one I'm building with, the one I genuinely feel closest to. So anyway, I asked that question out of pure excitement, not expectation or anything like that. I was just in a blissful feeling of like, who's your favorite? You're my favorite. And he answered me. He said, well, which one? Is it your favorite person to talk to, your favorite person? And I said, both. Well, he was like, all right, well, you're my favorite person to talk to, but my children are my favorite. And I said, oh, okay. Even though he said it with love, honesty, I felt this little shift inside of me. And I don't want to call that shift disappointment, more like a gentle reality check from the Most High. Because in that moment, I realized my world right now revolves around this connection between me and this man. But his world, it's been built around his children. And that's something sacred that came before me. I understand that. But when he said what he said, it wasn't wrong. It just reminded me to take a step back to breathe, to remember that while I might be his favorite person to talk to, he's still in a different season, possibly emotionally. Because for me, I was expecting to be grouped in with the children. I was expecting to hear him say, y'all are all my favorite. But I've only been talking to him. I don't want to give my timeline, but we've been talking for a little minute, and I had to, again, take a step back to really realize that he just might still be processing, as he should. Because listen, I'm not his wife right now. And that's okay, because it showed me something about myself, about how easily I can give deeply before the covenant even forms. It made me realize, until that's the order, God, man, wife, children, I have to be careful not to give that kind of love that belongs to marriage when we're still in the stage of getting to know each other. Now, that doesn't mean I have to withhold affection or care. It just means I need to stay grounded because I'm not his wife yet. And I don't want to start acting emotionally like I am before God places me there, you know? So I have to be careful. I have a calling and a purpose in my life that I need to focus on, you know? Like my favorite thing or person just needs to be God and myself. Anyway, when that moment hit me, I went straight to prayer. Not, oh, Heavenly Father, change him, but Heavenly Father, in the name of Yeshua Christ, check me. Please check me. Because sometimes we think we're ready for a deeper love, but what we're really craving is a deeper grounding. You know, like, and in that moment, that's actually when the Most High reminded me, you are already my favorite. That's what I can't lose sight of. I can't lose sight of it. Like Psalms 147, verse 11 says, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and those who hope in his mercy. So even when I'm not someone's favorite in the flesh, I'm still favored in the spirit. And that's what studies me. I mean, one day, if it's the Most High's will, you know, I'll be chosen to be included in that order. Seriously, one day. So to any woman that's listening, who's dating or being courted by someone with children, don't rush the merge. You're not competing with their love. You're being invited into it. That's number one. And while that can seem or feel slow or uneven at times, that's just God making sure hearts are aligned before he blesses the union. We have to stay patient, stay prayerful, and don't overextend in spaces where peace should be our posture. You know, we can't overextend ourselves in situations, because when you are truly chosen by God, you don't have to fight for your place. You just have to prepare for it. You won't have to ask. You'll know. Proverbs 19:21 also reminds us, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So when something doesn't feel perfectly balanced right now, trust that purpose is still working behind the scenes, regardless of what the situation is. So with that being said, I want to leave you with my thought-provoking question. Here's what I've been sitting with, and maybe you can too. Am I loving from a place of alignment or from a place of attachment? Because alignment says I can love you while still being grounded in who I am. But attachment says I need you to love me the way I want to feel complete. And only one of those will carry peace. And I think you all know which one that is. So, again, you have a calling, you have a purpose, is to keep the Most High first. And no, it's not easy being with someone who has children in moments, but then it's also beautiful moments that occur. And you just have to believe and stay patient, you know, and always speak from a place of love and kindness, but also speak up for yourself. Have the conversations, the hard conversations, you know? Because if you're in a relationship that's teaching you patience, balance, and self-awareness, you're not behind. You're actually being refined. And you don't have to rush to prove your value. You just have to keep walking in your purpose. Because when love is real and ordained, you won't have to question your place in it. You'll feel it at all times. And until then, I'm just asking you all to stay rooted in the truth. You are already seen. You are already chosen. You are the Most High's favorite. And you are already loved by the one who never changes his mind about you. So, if this episode spoke to you, I'd love to hear your reflections. Email me at thecasualconvopodcast@gmail.com and let's keep this conversation going. Stay true to the Most High and be kind. Be kind to one another, because you never know what someone else is going through. I love you all and I'm praying for you always. Have a beautiful day, and until next time, peace and love. And may grace be upon you all.